You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Met Service has given a severe thunderstorm warning for Auckland, Northland, Great Barrier Island and the Coromandel Peninsula. Several Auckland schools have closed this morning due to flooding, including Odewa College and Red Beach School. According to NIWA, this morning saw the second wettest hour on record in Auckland. This morning I spoke to Met Service Communications meteorologist Lewis Ferris about the storm. So how long can we expect the weather to last for?
The good news is this really torrential heavy rain currently over Auckland is only really going to be around for the next few hours. It is generally moving south and east and will spread further rain across the North Island, but we will see definitely this heaviest rain, this torrential rain, ease in Auckland as the day progresses.
And what advice can you give to Aucklanders commuting throughout the day?
Right now, under this heavy rain, it is best if you stay put. I mean, visibilities out there would be terrible, not to mention the surface flooding. So if you really have to drive a car somewhere, definitely turn your lights on. Take it easy, take it slow. There will be plenty of people in the same position as you. Good thing is, as we move more into the afternoon, the skies will brighten up a little bit. And if you're on your commute home this evening, it should be a lot easier going.
And what causes severe weather events like this?
Weather events like this, especially the really intense downpours, are going to be associated with some sort of convective nature, whether or not that's thunderstorms, whether or not that is actually lightning. This time around, we have seen a whole heap of lightning, and there's been about 3,000 strikes in the last 2 hours up to around 10 a.m. this morning. So it is when we have these thunderstorm events that we had that potential for these really large accumulations of rain.
And can we expect to see more of this in the near future?
We do have some more unsettled weather for the first part of this week. We have a low pressure system that lingers around our shore, so there is still more rain to come to Auckland this week, and we'll cross our fingers. At the moment, it doesn't look like it will be as intense, and that would be very rare to get two such intense events close together. So further rain is on the way, so bear witness to that and know that you're not going to have a dry week from now on, but once we get to the end of this week, that should be looking a lot brighter.
And does climate change have anything to do with the thunderstorm?
Generally, climate change is going to play a part. It's very difficult to do the research to find out just how much of a part that has played. But to break it down quite easily, with the warming temperatures, we do get more water vapour in the air. With more water vapour, you basically just have more potential or more fuel to see these downpours. But the extreme rain rates that we're seeing today have been seen and have been exceeded in years previous. If we go back to 1966, it was about 100 millimetres of rain fell in 1 hour in Whenuapai. So it's not as if this has happened before, just luckily it doesn't happen that often.
That was Met Service Communications meteorologist Lewis Ferris talking about the severe weather warning in Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.